Yes, I wanted to follow up on a working capital offer that I had gotten in the mail a couple weeks ago.
What are you looking for? How much are you looking for?
I'd actually would like to know a little bit more information about the program itself and just see if it might be a good fit for what I'm looking to do.
Okay. What are you looking to do?
Well, I have a construction company. I do cabinet installation for residential and commercial businesses, and I actually get slow paid in between jobs. It's about a net 30 to net 60 in the
Okay.
t between the time that I complete a job and to when I normally get paid. So sometimes I need a little bit of operational capital, in between those slow times to pay salary, buy other materials for upcoming projects, things of that nature.
Right. Okay. When would you need it by?
The sooner the better. I'm just doing a little bit of a shopping right now. I just wanted to see what's out there, and just was curious on how that your program works.
Okay, so we do loans up to 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So what do your annual sales look like this year?
This year, projecting to probably do right around 1.2 or 1.3 million. Last year I did a little over 1.1.
Okay. We'd be able to free up about 120 to maybe like 160,000
Okay.
for you. How much are you looking for?
Looking for roughly probably about 100.
Okay.
And hopefully maybe like a over the course of a year to maybe 18 months thereabouts.
Okay.
Yeah, 100 would be good. If I could get a little more, that might even be a little bit better. That way I wouldn't have to maybe come back to you guys to for a second time around.
Right.
The one thing is that I do have a couple working capital loans already right now.
Okay.
So I'm just curious, if that's going to affect anything, or how that would work out with you guys.
It depends if you have a payment plan with them.
Yeah, they're taking money in my account every day, based off of my merchant credit card sales.
Okay.
So.
How much is the total amount of working capital loans you have now?
Totaling about $75,000 between the two loans.
Okay. And who are they with?
One is with Can Capital, the other is with On Deck. I don't know,
Okay.
are you familiar with those guys?
Yeah, they're banks in our network that we work with. Okay, and how long is the term that you have with them right now?
Well, the Can Capital one, I have about 3 months left on it, and the On Deck one, I still have about 6 months left on that.
Okay.
So I guess I would want to maybe be able to pay those guys off and then have still operational capital, and then maybe, set up something with you guys if you have maybe better rates than they do or can offer something better or different than what I have currently.
Okay. Well, what are the rates that you have with them right now?
Rate wise, I'm
Yeah.
actually so I borrowed 40 from On Deck, and I'm actually paying back 55, which is kind of
Okay.
steep. And
Yeah.
then with Can Capital, I borrowed 35, and I'm actually paying back 50 again. So it's pretty steep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what we could do is if you send in the application with 6 months of bank statements and for your most recent tax return. And do you accept credit cards?
We do. That's how one of the
Okay.
loans is based off of my merchant sales. So they take 17% of those every day until it's paid off.
Okay. So yeah, we'd also need 4 months of your merchant statements and if possibly a copy of your current loan terms with Can Capital and On Deck. And
Okay.
then we'd be able to tell you how much we can offer you, like the max we'd be able to offer you for working capital. Mm-hmm. And we'd work our way backwards from there and figure out what terms, what rates you'd, what terms we'd like, and then the rates that would come with it.
So would you guys be able to pay off those two existing loans that I have and then, you know, have operational capital for me as well, so I'm not paying three different people, I can just deal with you guys?
Right. Well, yeah, we could definitely do that, but it really depends on, right, your gross annual. You said you made $1.2 million, so 50% again, of that, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, a lot of that goes back into the business, though, with regards to inventory and things of that nature. So it's you know, there's tight margins there.
Okay. Well, like, I mean, you said that you needed $100K for operations, and then mm-hmm. you were thinking of $75K to pay off your loans.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that'd be $175, and mm-hmm. About 15% of your gross annual is about $180, so we could definitely make something work there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. So what exactly do you need again from me?
Yeah, so I need the working capital application, 6 months of bank statements, the most recent ones, uh-huh. and your most recent business tax return, 4 months of merchant processing statements, and the loan terms for your loans with Can Capital and OnDeck.
Okay. Now, do you guys... look at credit, like do you do a hard pull on my credit, or how does that work?
So we only do a soft pull. So instead of pulling your credit from three different sources, we look at only one.
Which one do you guys use?
Experian.
Okay. Okay, they're pretty liberal with, yeah. with their numbers there. Alrighty. So what else should I need to ask you? Okay, so how quickly can you guys... let me know or give me some feedback once you receive my information.
Yeah, so once we receive all the documents, we'd be able to get you an approval within 24 hours.
Okay.
And then once we get the terms and information out, we'll send out the documents to you. And if everything goes well and you'd like to follow through, then we could get you funded within 48.
Okay. Now, what are your rates start at? And how does that work? I know that it's unsecured, so I'm sure yeah. it's a little bit higher, but I mean, where do they start out at? How much higher are they than your typical loan?
Well, it really depends on your credit score. It depends on like a number of factors. So, I mean, you're looking at working capital, depends on, the term that you want. I mean, the longer the term, the higher the interest would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of factors take into account. And it really depends on how your credit and like the statements.
Where does it start out at? Say I have immaculate credit. You know, I didn't have any working capital loans, and you know, good cash flow. Like, where would be a decent rate for me?
It would probably start in like the low double digits.
Okay.
Somewhere
really?
Like that. Yeah.
It's kind of expensive. Okay. All right. So what's a good email address? I guess I can, give it a shot and see what you guys can do for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can contact me at bnuyen@bankofcardiff.com.
Okay.
And is there an email I could shoot you some information?
Yeah, my name's Bill.
Yeah.
Bill at pegasusconstruction.com.
Okay.
And yeah, if you could just, shoot me an email, a reminder of all the items that I require, that you guys require, and shoot me over an application, and yeah, I'll get that back to you when I have a free moment.
Okay, perfect. Is there a time you could, when's the best time to follow up with you?
If you can give me about a day, okay. I got a ton of stuff to do, a ton of emails to go through. Give me like 24 hours thereabouts. I'll be able to take a look at it at that point and see, if it's something that I want to pursue or not. But I do appreciate your time today.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Hopefully we can help you.
All right, Brian. You take care.
All right. You too.